It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We are joined live by Eric Trump, who is an American businessman, activist, and former reality television presenter. He is the third child and second son of former president, the 45th president of the United States, and Ivana Trump. Donald Trump, we have Eric Trump live on the air. Good morning, Eric. Thank you again for holding. Glad that you are here with us today.
Guys, I love being on.
Well, thank you. And before break, Eric, I wanted to ask this question. So let's just get right to it. You're busy, and I know that our listeners have a lot of questions, but primarily, here's the reality. And Eric, just consider the source. But according to the New York Times and the Washington Post, Black America right now is leaning more towards Madam Vice President to be the next president of the United States. Based on that, has anything changed in terms of areas of impact and importance to focus on with Black Americans? And also, why should Black America vote for your father during this upcoming presidential election?
Yeah. The Democratic Party, like it or not, and obviously, you know, it traditionally, obviously, the majority of African American, you know, voters have voted for the party, and it comes out of a very different time in this country and a different time that's totally understandable. But if you look at today, I mean, look at what my father's done. I mean, my father put such an emphasis on, look at criminal justice reform. You know, something you had Biden running around calling African Americans in this country 20 years ago super predators. My father put together the largest, you know, criminal justice reform. You know, I mean, all the acts that he put together, helping people who had been wrongly imprisoned, doing so much, right? And that's one thing. Second of all, how about just the basic economy, right? And I'm a nuts and bolts guy, right? I hate the political jargon, but I don't care if you're Black or brown or white or orange or green. I mean, we're all Americans, and what do we want? We want to have the strongest country in the world. We want to have the best education in the world. We want to have school choice. We want to be able to send our kids and have them educated in the best schools. We want safe streets. You know, what's my father's whole campaign been about? And it's one of the reasons, guys, that my father's doing so well with the African-American vote. You know, I mean, many times what any Republican has ever gotten, I mean, many, many times. People want safe streets. People want great policing. People, you know, my father's a guy who totally understands that people in this country have been persecuted and prosecuted relentlessly because he's become one of them, right? And he's fighting against the same system that so many people in impoverished communities have fought against for so long, these, you know, relentless prosecutors, you know, the craziness that we've seen. Again, I go back to the, to so much of that legislation that he put through, you know, to try and help people who were, you know, wrongfully imprisoned. But again, it comes down to the economy. You know, people want to be able to live. People want to be able to have the American dream. People want to be able to walk down the street without getting mugged, without getting shot. And you look at so many of the places in this country, look at Chicago, look at Milwaukee. I mean, look at some of the, you know, so many of the problems there. I mean, my father wants to have the safest streets anywhere in the world. He wants to have the strongest country in the world. He wants to have the best education in the world. And I think that's a platform that, regardless of race, people can stand behind. You know, and look at the other side. It's just lawlessness with them. No one's getting ahead. In fact, people's homes are getting stolen right now by people who shouldn't even be in this country. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that under Donald Trump, you actually had a fighter for America and a fighter for law and order. And no one's seeing that with this administration. They've had 3.5 years and they haven't done a damn thing. And so I just can't stand these false promises of change. They're there right now. If you really want to change all the things that we're talking about, start today. Start today. But they won't. They just won't. You know, it's going to be empty promises, and everybody feels that. And I think it's why we're going to get the most African American support of any candidate in the history of this country.
We're being joined live by Eric Trump on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And Eric, we're going to get you out of here with this one. Just really quick, what are your expectations with the upcoming debate in 7 days between your father, former President Donald Trump, and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris? Outside of everything that, you know, we may think that are, you know, what, you know, the the administration is doing now versus what they're doing now. Debates, I think Americans are looking for, okay, how are we going to move this country forward? What are we going to do moving forward? Not necessarily focusing on things that have happened in the past. With that being said, what do you expect with this upcoming debate in 7 days?
I think you're going to have one person who focuses on having the strongest economy in the world, having the strongest military in the world, getting out of these endless wars, having peace and stability in the Middle East, which we don't have right now since my father left office, has turned into an absolute disaster. Putting Americans first, putting Americans before others, closing up the southern border, stopping the drug pandemic across this country, stopping the fentanyl that killed 300,000 children, stopping the senseless murders all over the place. That's what my father wants. My father wants America to be number one at everything we do: education, healthcare, the economy, wages, upward mobility, the American dream. He wants us to be number one. And on the other side, I'm not even sure what the other party stands for anymore. Every policy has brought this country backward. And everybody in their soul knows that. They feel it. They just feel it, guys. They feel it in their pocketbook. They feel it in their families. They feel it in their homes. They feel it when, they're having to work a second job and a third job. Everyone in this country is feeling it right now. And hopefully that stark contrast will come out in the debates.
Eric, thank you once again so much for making the time to join us here at The Truth. We appreciate your time. Eric Trump, son of the 45th President of the United States, and Ivana Trump.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Eric. And you can join
love
anytime.
Being with you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
I love it. We'll do it again.
Sounds
bye,
great.
Guys.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Eric Trump, former President Donald Trump's third child and second son, giving us his perspective on what has shifted, what we can expect from former President Trump during the upcoming debate, as well as the areas of focus for the Black community. Thoughts on the conversation? 833-212-1017 on our YouTube message board, which you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com or going to YouTube. We got a lot coming in, Telly, on our YouTube message board. Sherwin says, I can't wait to hear his answer.
816 said, like father, like son. Bro, answer the actual question. And that's the thing when you do interview politicians, or in this case, sons of politicians. And it's tough to get what the answers that I think we are looking for. And that's what... But again, you have to make it where it's a platform for everyone to say what they feel or how they think about things. And I mean, you gotta know your personnel, as we always say, KYP. I mean, if you're thinking that Eric is going to come on this radio station or any other interview and talk about his dad in a bad way, you're sadly mistaken. At the end of the day, that's still his dad. So regardless of what you may think about the conversation, but again, Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017, because a lot of things that, some people's realities aren't other people's reality. I'll just say that.
Absolutely. And I know we had a question, which is a great question, Ashley. Ashley on our Truth Talking text line says, ask Eric Trump about Central Park 6. Ashley, great question. I think we pretty much know the answer. I think sometimes, it's like, and here's the thing, Ashley, I feel you, because a lot of times you just want to hear ownership. You want to hear people take accountability or just even elaborate on the why. However, Ashley, being the intelligent person that you are, I think you already know the answer to that question.
Yeah. It's just like, even if we would have asked him about Black jobs, I'm sure he wouldn't have given an answer that is different from what has already been said.
We got Security Mike. Good morning. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. Security Mike, what is your question or comment about the conversation we just had with Eric Trump?
Hey, I like how y'all handled that. When y'all buried back in the RNC, it was all jokes and laughs and all that. I didn't really like how y'all handled that back then. I don't usually be up this early because I work a lot. I like how y'all handled this and how he talked right there about the debate. He didn't answer what the guy was going to talk about in the debate. He just went back talking them points that he was talking off before. And I like y'all just got him up out of here real quick, like how y'all handled that.
Well, thank you, Thanks Security Mike. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. And I'm glad that you recognize that, you know, Telly and I, so y'all, here's the thing. I learned from Telly when it comes to these types of conversations, because again, remember, Telly is a two-time Emmy award-winning broadcasting journalist. And for me as a communication coach, and Telly, back me up on this, because I said this to Telly. If y'all looking for me, and I said this on the show after the National Association Black Journalist Convention, where they interviewed former President Donald Trump on the stage. And, you know, some people were like, yeah, you know, how come you didn't do? And I said, look, as a communication coach and as a person who wants Mr. Trump or anyone from the Trump campaign to continue joining the show, you get more bees with honey. So whether you like Eric Trump or President Trump or not, as a guest on this show, I'm not going to approach any person with combativeness in terms of being a guest on this show. And so exactly what Telly and I strategized to do is exactly what happened. He came back. And he'll come back again.
Yeah.
And he'll come back again. And we'll make sure that our questions get more critical every time.
Yeah, and DT, I was we talked about this. We talked about this after we interviewed Eric Trump the first time, and people were like, "Oh man, why didn't you ask this?" Or you know, how could you sit there and listen to that? I've been doing this. Yes, you mentioned that I'm a two-time Emmy Award winner, but I've been in journalism for 23 years. So you can't possibly think every person that I have interviewed, I have liked or agreed with what they were saying. But as a journalist, you have a job to stay objective and you listen and you ask questions and not be disrespectful. And again, that's how you get people to continue to come back and become friends of the show and not one-time guests. But speaking of that, Truth Nation, it's time to give away some money. Now is your chance our One Call, That's All 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017 and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
And when we come back for break, we got a funny story for y'all, which includes a sister who recorded a conversation with HR as she was being really, 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 really terminated. But most importantly, we come back, we're going to give you some information on making sure that you are registered to vote, how you can confirm, how you can get others. Because according to, again, the latest polls, Black people are registering to vote more than they did when President Obama was running for president back in 2007-08. So we come back, we're going to give you all that information. Stay locked in. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. I've been trying to clean up this coffee because I want to hear Sherwin's mouth. That's why I was looking a little distracted because I spilled coffee all over.
Oh, boy.
I know. Look, I apologize, but I had to get it in for Sherwin getting here. All right, y'all, stay tuned. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You are tuned in to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It's Tuesday, y'all. It ain't Monday. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Congratulations to Marcus Gray.
Hey!
You've been entered to win that $5,000. Remember, continue to keep it locked on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, and you will have your opportunity to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. So congratulations, Marcus. That's a great way to start your post-holiday week, huh?
Let me hold something. It's the first of the month. What's his name? Marcus? Marcus, let me hold
something.
Marcus,
great. Well, he just been entered. He ain't win nothing yet.
Well, I'm going to manifest. Marcus, if you're listening, we're going to manifest that you do win. And if you do win.
That you win.
Let me hold something.
Percentage.
All right. Now, we just had live on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, former president of the United States, Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump. And as we are going to continue, I'm sure across all of your favorite Truth Nation shows continue to have leaders within both the Republican National Party as well as the Democratic National Party. Here's the reality, though. Regardless of how black people are leaning towards in terms of candidates, which, again, right now, black folks, black Americans are leaning more towards Madam Vice President, according to major news sources, including the New York Times and Washington Post. However, regardless of whoever you're leaning towards during this upcoming presidential election, black voter registration rates, and this, Telly, this news makes me smile so big, are skyrocketing, are surging amid Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's historic candidacy. And again, this is data according to a most recent news report, as well as national voter registration data, according to News One. Now, the latest evidence that Vice President Kamala Harris's historic presidency has particularly inspired black voters to participate. Now, we all know that when former President Barack Obama was on the ticket, same thing. Black folks showed up. But what's continuing to be the trend, Telly, is that young black women voters are leading the overall rate of new voter registration. It's not even close. Black women, once again, wow. Even the young black women. Now, among all voters in 13 key states, the voter registration rate for black women is up more than 175% compared to the same period in 2020. Now, this is data, again, from a firm known as Target Smart, where they've done this analysis, and that is nearly triple of what it was 4 years ago, Telly. Black women, young black women, again, are saying, look, we got Biden elected. And now that we have a black woman, a woman who looks like us on the ticket. So, again, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, you could see in 13 states that have updated voter files since July 21st, an incredible surge in voter registration relative to the same time period in 2020, driven by women, voters of color, and young voters.
Yeah, I'm really feeling this because I like the results, but I didn't necessarily like the way we went about trying to get black people to vote for President Barack Obama back in 2008. Because you had all these campaigns, vote or die, and it was just like, whoa, wait a minute, man. Like,
the fear tactic.
You know, like, yeah, like, I understand the importance of it, but you mean to tell me there's a chance I'm going to die if I don't vote? Like, you know, but this time around, I like the fact that it seems like more information is being gathered. And it's not just, oh, man, let's just vote because, you know, she's black. And because that was the thing that, in my opinion, I feel like she was trying to make it seem as though she wanted to kind of steer away from that. Like, hey, don't vote for me just because I'm black. Vote for me because this is what I want to do to move our country forward. And women's reproductive rights, if it's, new homeowners, if it's the child tax, like, let's focus on what I'm trying to do and these policies that I, you know, envision implementing, as opposed to just saying, well, you know, you got to vote for me because you're black and I'm black. Like, I do like the way that the process is processing right now.
And to your point, Telly, this is so important. So again, here's what we as Black folks need to really consider as we are making sure that we're registered, as well as encouraging, especially looking at the surge amongst Black young voters. People who are newly registered to vote are much more likely to vote on Election Day. So what does that mean, Truth Nation? That means that if you are already registered to vote and you know people that are not, especially, again, the young voters, make sure, like, every time you hear or know of a family member who's turning 18 between now and November the 1st, make sure that you support them in getting registered to vote. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can visit Can I Vote? And we're going to put the link on our YouTube message board here momentarily. But you can visit a website known as Can I Vote? Now, this is a website where you can check your voter registration status. So when you enter the website, and again, we're going to post this, so you want to go to YouTube right now and watch Telly and I live, as well as get the direct link to Can I Vote? You then will choose your state. You'll then be taken to a page on the state's election website, and that's where you can confirm to see if you are registered. And again, we're going to put the link in our YouTube message board, because at the end of the day, if young people, young Black people, are registering now more than ever before, even when President Obama was on the ticket, that not only makes me happy, but it also is a reminder that if they're registering to vote between now and November 5th, that means they have an intention to do what, Telly? Vote. So let's get these young people registered. Please confirm, because a lot of us think that we're registered, and then we get to the polls, they're going to be like, no. And then you're going to be like, what you mean? And it's yeah. Because you can vote. You can register to vote on Election Day. But again, we want to show the example. We want to set the precedent of registering to vote right now. And again, we're going to put that link on our YouTube message board so that you can go directly to either confirm that you're registered or get registered. This is it, y'all. Yeah. Like Michelle Obama said during the Democratic National Convention, it's going to be an uphill battle, but you cannot complain. And again, like Michelle Obama said, well, Madam Vice President or former President Trump didn't call me. Vote, please.
Yeah. And I mean, because after this first debate that's going to happen in 7 days, it's going to fly by.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Everything's going to fly by. And don't feel like, oh, man, I don't have enough time or I'm still undecided. I mean, this is, you know, you got to do your homework just like they're doing their homework. And I say that to say, look, let's just figure out a way to make sure that you are prepared to cast your vote come November.
I know. Look, period. I checked 3 times. Telly, look, I checked. It was like a pregnancy test. Maybe it's a false positive. Let me go back again. Give me another stick. I went and I made sure 3 times through 3 different sources that I am registered to vote, and I'm registered to vote. And again, let's get anybody that you know is turning 18 between now and November the 5th. Get them, matter of fact, for their birthday gift, give them a little gift card. Hold on, that's bribing. Let me take that back. Give them some type of incentive. That's all I'm saying. And make sure that these young people that are turning the age of 18 between now and November 5th are registered. After we come back from break, we're going to make sure that we get you this link on our YouTube message board. I am texting it to Ricky right now so we can get this on the YouTube message board and you can make sure that you are registered to vote. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We come back. Have you recorded a conversation with your HR manager? Telly, I don't want no parts of that. But when we come back, a woman recorded a conversation that she had with HR, and it is going viral. We want to get your thoughts, your opinions, because she got really, 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 y'all, terminated. Stay tuned. You're locked into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm. more of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Sometimes you read headlines, Telly, Truth Nation, and you say to yourself, you can't make this up. Child! A woman. Sister! Recorded a conversation that she had with her human resources manager as she was getting terminated. I'm so flustered. I can't even like give y'all like a lead in. I just want us to play the video, listen to it. And Telly, I want to definitely get your thoughts, reactions, Truth Nation. Let me know what you think. 833-212-1017. As we listen to a sister who was recently terminated by her HR manager over the phone, and she recorded the entire conversation and posted it on the World Wide Web to hear and see. Check this out.
Okay, can you, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, hi, Tatiana. This is Shelly from HR.
From HR, okay. No, I don't remember you, but what's going on?
Well, we had a discussion a couple weeks ago about your absenteeism and tardiness.
Okay.
Do you know what time you have to be clocked in at work?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, on 7/18, you clocked in at 6:12.
Wow.
We had a discussion about that.
12 minutes.
Yeah, but you know, they're waiting on you to be there, clocked in and ready to work at 6.
Okay. Okay.
So your employment is really going to be terminated as of today, because also on 7/28, you clocked in at 6:21.
21 minutes.
Yes, that's 21 minutes of company time.
But I still work, though. Like, I still, like, why didn't y'all tell me that today when I was just at work?
Because I handle all the HR, so they wanted me to call you because we had that discussion, remember, about...
And that was the day that I let my... all right, keep going.
So you were also on 8/8. You clocked in at, like, 6:32.
That was it. Okay, so I let my cousin use my car the night before.
I'm sorry,
and
stop. I can't. Stop.
He didn't bring it.
Wait a minute, she said, Telly, Truth Nation, she said, I never heard this in my life. She was like, and today you're really terminated. Like, is there levels to this? Like, is it terminated and then you're really terminated and you're really, really, really superty duper, super casual, fragile, looks like SB Aladocious terminated? Like, what do you mean you're really terminated? That conversation, I can't, look, I'm done. I'm going to let y'all talk.
What's funny to me, she was like, well, don't you remember? Well, she clearly can't remember to be on work on time. So how you think she going to remember that conversation?
And it's like, as her time went on, it just got later and later and later. And then the last one, she like, well, what had happened was my cousin.
Man. And see, that I would have said, because y'all know how I am, Truth Nation, about time. I'm a stickler on time. I would have said, do you hear yourself right now? Like, do you hear yourself right now? You went from 12 minutes to 28 minutes. And by the way, probably didn't help that you didn't even know who I am. She's like, nah, I don't remember you. Nah. I don't remember what time it is, and I don't remember you. So, yeah, go ahead.
Anytime HR it's that time.
Yeah. She's like, I was just at work.
And on top of that, if you are on work on time, you ain't got to give no excuses as to why. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you, like, so it was 12 minutes. Then it was 21. Then it was 28. Then she like, well, when I worked when I got there. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Sheree, Sheree on her YouTube message board, she says, are you serious? There are three levels of termination. Time starts 6 a.m. You clocking in at 7 a.m. Just let it go, right? I was like, she was like, look, and then, y'all, I cannot make this up. She posted it, okay? So before y'all start going in on me, she posted this video. Sister got a hair bonnet. Yeah. She got a hair bonnet on.
DT, what was the first thing I said when I saw it? It was like, look, you getting called about being absent. You took the call at home. Like, so clearly... So clearly there's a problem with you being absent and late. She was like, I want to talk to you about your absentees. And you, and she making it seem like, well, what are you talking about? Like,
and
what
no,
do you mean?
Like, no accountability, no remorse, nothing. It was just like 12 minutes. Oh, so 28 minutes happened. Like, for real? Like, really? Yeah. My editorial on this, Telly, we got to do better. We got to do better. And furthermore,
I'm just glad that she recorded it just to be like, man, this actually happened.
Well, I was going to ask you, Telly, and Truth Nation, please help me understand, because again, y'all know how I am. Sometimes I ask rhetorical questions. Sometimes I ask questions out of just ignorance. I don't know. I thought it was illegal to record a conversation, let alone post the recorded conversation on the internet for the world to see. So maybe she just did it because she was like, well, I'm fired anyway. I'm just asking, because like typically you don't record conversations without letting that person know, and you definitely don't do it and then post the conversation on the internet. Yeah. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Like, what are your thoughts about this? Because again, if we post to start the party at 6 o'clock and you clocking in at 12 minutes after or 28 minutes after, that's not problematic? I'm just asking.
Let's hear from Truth Nation.
Let's hear from Truth Nation. But then also, all my HR managers out there that are listening, when you fire people, do you say you're really terminated today? I was like, when did we start at levels?
Is that the new saying?
Yeah.
You really terminated.
You're really terminated. Like, it was like, as if she said, we terminated you last week, but this time, you're really terminated.
That's what it sounded like to me. It's like, we told you you were fired last week, and you just showed up. So we just let it slide. But you really fired. Like, you really can't
this
come back
this time you're
now.
Really fired. Good morning, T. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, y'all. I have a comment on the topic, because I don't know how we got to this, or if we're raising our kids up right, because what, like, when a job hires you, they hired you with the expectation that you're going to arrive on time. And no lie, if it wasn't for a specific job that I worked at for a year and a half that had a zero tolerance, meaning if there was no grace period, if I clocked in late, I got written up. If I forgot to clock in, I got written up. If I forgot to clock out, I got written up. If I forgot my name tag, I got written up. If I forgot my coat and glove because I was a cook, I got written up. I got written up. You get three write-ups. There's one termination write-up, and you get three termination write-ups. You're terminated.
T.
And like, I don't know if that's what really built my work ethic.
T.
You said T?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I, first of all, just applaud you for everything you said, because I'm over here like just nodding my head up and down. And when I say this, I mean this in the most healthy way. Your voice, you sound a part of a younger generation. Thank you, T. Because I was starting to really get nervous, because some of y'all young folks, y'all be acting like we the bad person when we get frustrated. So, T, thank you. Thank you, queen.
And if I could say one more thing. I got a homegirl who's like 45, and she doesn't understand this concept either. And so I don't know where we're going wrong. I'm 33. I don't know where it's going wrong, or if it's just HR and these businesses not really, you know, setting us up for success. Oh, I don't know. I don't know where it. I don't know. But this is a common thing amongst different generations that I see. You know, I've been in management, and I teach, but I manage kids 14 to 19, and I taught them that. You know, I taught them I didn't have a grace period because of that. And so I just don't know where we're going wrong at. For this to be a thing, for her to be like, just 12 minutes, 21 minutes. Like,
right. Right. But you know what, T?
Like, my mama taught me if I'm early, I'm on time.
Come on. Come on. Oh my gosh, she went to the same school that I went to. T, here's the thing. Let me apologize to you. Let me apologize to you because you made a very profound statement, which I completely agree with. This is not a younger generational thing. Folks been showing up to work for decades. So it's not generational, but however, I will say this. I do see a tendency of the non-accountability part, like, cause she was quick to say, 12 minutes, like you really tripped off a 12. Yes! Yes, 6 a.m. is completely different from 6:12 a.m. It's a big difference. So, T, thank you again for your call. But, T, she kicked the ballistics on that.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Thank you. No lies told.
T, here's the other thing, too. If it was you're 12 minutes late and it happened once in a blue moon.
There you go.
People give grace for that, but you clearly are being 12 minutes late more often than you're being 12 minutes early.
And when your HR manager is really, really terminating you, one thing you don't say is, okay, but that was 28 minutes. Like 28 minutes, 12 minutes. Yeah, now we're getting to a whole hour of which you've wasted our time.
And then you could, it would have been a little better if you said, okay, well, that day I didn't take a lunch because I knew I was late. Or I stayed 12 minutes after my cutoff time. But, I mean, I'm sure she was showing up late and was still getting off when everybody else got off.
The fact that she recorded the conversation and posted it on
like
the
she
internet.
Wasn't right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I heard, and you know me, I'm quick. That's just part of my DNA. I'm quick to defend my sisters. I do it on the show all the time. And I don't apologize for it. But sis, on this one, you was out of order.
Look,
you earned that termination.
Let me be 2-3 minutes late. I'm going to get a text from Kyle, Telly, and DT. And the exact words is, hey, yo, Ricky, you good?
I mean, like T said, either I was raised the same way. When you're early, you're on time. And when you're on time, you're late. That's how I was raised. So maybe, you know, it's something that actually has been very rewarding for me in terms of my career. But sis, and I would not recommend anybody record a conversation of you getting fired and posting it on social media. That's for me, that's the biggest takeaway. Okay.
Probably not the best move.
Because I would not be surprised if she receives a letter from that corporation. And I don't know who the employer was, but I would strongly discourage myself and Truth Nation, Telly, everybody. I would record a conversation with my HR manager, especially if I didn't ask or they do not know that I'm recording them. Because you then might get really, really super de-duper.
Not only that, terminated. But that's possibly a lawsuit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know if I would have did all that now because it depends on what state that you live in, to Telly's point earlier. But regardless, I don't know if too many states they're letting folks record matter of fact, I don't even want you recording a conversation of me and you. Without my permission, let alone getting fired.
As I was just reminded, as the saying goes, when you're early, you're on time. When you're on time, you're late.
You're late. Facts.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take another break. We come back. We're going to wrap things up with our truth of the matter and get y'all ready for 9 more live consecutive hours of Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Get away and get a room on the other side of town.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning. Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024, and we want to make sure that your day gets started on a great note today. If you have not already heard, is the first day of the MPS academic school year. So show our students, our future leaders, some extra love today. Give them some encouragement. And let's make sure that we continue to check in with our students because they didn't ask for any of what MPS administration is delivering. They didn't ask for that. Give them a little extra grace this year.
Yeah. And especially also, too, the teachers as well. The teachers didn't have anything to do with what was going on at the district level. So show teachers the same grace that you want them to show your kid when they are educating your child. So this is, this is a new beginning. It's a new school year. Whatever has happened in the past has happened in the past. And it's an opportunity for new opportunities, basically. So let's go into it with a good mindset, and then let's try to keep that same mindset throughout the year.
And quit yelling at your kids before they start their day. We're going to take a pact, y'all. I mean, of course, if they deserve it, but how they start their day, it's going to be very critical. We talked about that earlier. You know, Telly, a lot of us considered this weekend the official end of the summer. And anyone and everyone who is listening, whether you live in Milwaukee or you don't, Milwaukee, and this is a fact, this is not a feeling, Milwaukee is known as one of the best cities to be in during the summer. It's just a fact. We have all kind of activities. And now that we're coming to a close, I just wanted to, you know, reflect on how my summer went. And then also, I'm not going to look at this being the end of the summer. As we get into the burr months, September, October, November, December, there's a lot that's going to be happening over the next 4 months of this year, including a presidential election. And I'm just going to remind myself that it's not so much the summer is ending, but this is a time of new beginning, whatever that is. And I hope for those that had a terrible August, I wish and pray that you have a better September. Now, I did something over the weekend, Telly. And number one, and if you need to see it, you can go to my Instagram, RealComCoach, R-E-A-L-C-O-M-M Coach. I jumped off the Jaws Bridge over the weekend, Telly. I jumped off the Jaws Bridge. For those that are not familiar with the Jaws Bridge, it's named after that because that's where the movie Jaws was filmed in Edgerton, Massachusetts. And I did it. I jumped off.
That is great.
Thank you.
Well, that is awesome.
Look, there's a big old sign that says, do not jump off the bridge. And everybody be jumping.
whatever you say something about jumping off a bridge, it's usually not a good thing. But
Into the water. And
reading your post and just seeing, you know, to me, that's what life is about. It's about experiences. It's about overcoming some of your fears, and not to say that you got to try to overcome all your fears, but if you have an opportunity to do that, I mean, come on, who I've never seen the Jaws Bridge, and so I mean, like, for real, if you get an opportunity to do that, don't cheat yourself out of life just because, like, oh, I don't know, or oh, I'm a little afraid. And man, you do it, and look, you live to tell about it. And
absolutely.
It was a great experience for you.
And, you know, Telly, I didn't realize this, but that's a very common tradition for newlywed couples, like in their wedding gown and tuxedo, like their wedding attire after the ceremony and everything is over, to jump off the Jaws Bridge. And so I was like, look, technically, again, it's not legal, but people jump off of it anyways. And it's a very common tourist attraction. It was packed. It was a beautiful day. And then also, Telly, one thing that I did yesterday as part of the new beginnings is I registered for the Irish Fest Triathlon in Dallas in March. So y'all keep me in your thoughts and prayers because DT is about. Yep. And my trainer and I, we met yesterday. We put out our game plan because I did the Chicago Triathlon back in 2022, I believe. And so I wanted to do it, but it takes so much, y'all. It takes so much to prepare for a triathlon.
Yeah.
So I'm registered. The training starts next week. just keep me in y'all's prayers because it is no joke to do the swim, bike, and run, which is the triathlon, but we're going to do it.
I ain't with you on that. I'll support you.
That's all I ask. Just support me, y'all, because as we get closer to March, because it's going to be here before we know it. As we get closer to March, I'm going to be like, what? Yeah. What? Sewer? I'm sewer. But anyway, Truth Nation, thank y'all so much. Telly and I, our truth of the matter, I'm going to kick it off, is again, as you are going into your work week, some of you may be the ones that do all the work and get very little credit. Some of you don't hear thank you as much as you would like to hear, but don't get it twisted. Keep supporting, keep doing the right thing, keep educating, keep making things happen, because there is a power that is not ignoring your efforts. So don't get it twisted. You may be going through some disadvantages now, but this too shall pass. Do not get it twisted. Keep being the great person that you are. That's my truth of the matter.
My truth of the matter real quickly is, again, shout out to all the districts, not just MPS, but all the students that are returning to school for their first day of this academic year. Good luck. Keep it going. The same optimism that you have on today, you can continue to have in December as well as next year, and keep it going. But, you know, just. You know, I wish nothing but the best for the students and the administrators for this academic school year. And that is my truth of the matter.
There you have it. Thank you so much, Truth Nation, for tuning in. We hope we got your day started off on a great note. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And up next, you've got 9 more live hours of Black Talk Radio in Milwaukee. Make sure you stream and watch us live right now on YouTube. Up next, Sherwin Hughes.
Peace out.